our Job moments, right?
Amen.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will what?
Raise up a standard.
Amen, amen. We're on? All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Out here in internet land, we were just talking about how great it is to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
If you have sickness, where's the nearest hospital? Right here.
Church.
Right. In the church, Janie. Janie's on a roll, ain't you, Janie? And guys, we always pray over this, but there's some things in here that God was dealing with me about while I was going through all of my illnesses. And please receive this in love. He chastised me. But I pray that God touches your heart the same way he touched me through it. We're going to be going over Romans chapter 14. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that it is true today, the same way it was back in the beginning, and it's going to be true forevermore. I'm asking God that you would just illuminate these words. I ask that you bridle my tongue, that I only speak what thus saith the Lord. Till up our hearts, O God, that we may be able to receive your word, that we may be able to grow, and that we may be able to take this word, that we could draw others unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Man, it is just so good to be back in here. Whew, to be laid up and not to be able to hardly move and do anything, but to be able to be upright and to be able to think clearly, and it's a blessing. We take it for granted. People that are closed up in the home, we take it for granted. So this chapter here is really talking about principles of conscience. Okay? And so when we know the Webster's Dictionary talks about our conscience, that it is being aware of and responding to situations around us. And we as Christians, it's vital that we're aware of what's going on,
right,
what the enemy is plotting. And how we know the future is through the scriptures, amen? It's all laid out here. We also have a responsibility of the way we respond to situations. This political climate that we just come out of, it was difficult for me. A little more so for me, I guess, because my husband grew up Democrat. I'm Republican. And I can remember saying, man, how can these Christian people vote this certain way, knowing God's principle says X, Y, and Z? And then the Lord got me. And we'll go through this and I'll show you how he got me. All right? All right, so let's go ahead and get started. We have to live a purpose-driven life, right? Nothing by accident. We don't live vicariously. We're supposed to live having, not seeing things as problems, but seeing things as maybe we go to challenges, but then we go to opportunities, right? So here's an opportunity for me to witness to someone. I did a thing with OU the other day. And it was called being black adjacent. Well, I didn't know there was such a word as being black adjacent. And it is people that is directly related to the African American culture. And they wanted to know how we felt going through this political climate. So we had this probably hour-long conversation. And people were upset and angry, and I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. One guy said, I just block people off of Facebook so I don't have to hear their rhetoric. And I said, whoa. For me, it's an opportunity to show God's love. It's an opportunity for me to be able to reach out to them and say, hey, wait a minute. What about this way? Well, how about this? And so instead of it being a problem, we turn a problem into an opportunity to witness God's love to people that don't know His love, that don't understand the Scriptures. And so people are operating out of anger and out of, you know, resentment. And so we as Christians have to live our life purpose-driven, that when we see opportunities, we want to grow in the Scriptures, and God wants us to grow in the Scriptures so that when a problem does come our way, it's not a problem, it's an opportunity for us to witness that God's able, that God loves, God's a healer, God's a redeemer, God, and it's all about Him and advancing the kingdom, amen? So, starting, when we'll get as far as we can through this, and I'll skim over some and really marinate in certain scriptures. So, chapter 14, verse 1, Him who is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations or doubtful debates. So we know there are those that are weak in the faith. Maybe new Christians. I'm at one level, Mike might be at another level. Terry might be at a different level. We've all been in the house at different times. Some have more years than others. So we're really diverse in the house, right? Amen. So rather than, so many times we have new people come in, and I'm not saying here, I've experienced it in places, and then we start judging people because they came in and dressed a certain way. Oh, they come in and did a certain thing. And we want to mold them into what we think they should look like and act like. And God is saying, whoa, stop. Don't do that. Let's not debate over things that are not unto salvation. Okay? Let's let that be. It says, for one believes that he may eat all things. We here in our culture, we eat all things. Another who is weak eats herbs. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. I'm just going to read it. It says, what? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So it's our responsibility to take care of our bodies. Amen? We know that smoking cigarettes, the Surgeon General says it can cause lung cancer. So we want to be able to walk away from doing that. Drinking alcohol. The Bible says don't be a drunkard. I don't know that there's a problem with drinking a glass of wine, because the Surgeon General also says that a glass of wine can flush out the kidneys. I don't know. I don't drink wine. But if you got a problem with alcoholism, would you want to drink a glass of wine? You don't want to take the chance. And what about food? When I was sick, all I wanted to do was eat, because it felt good. It took away the pain for a split second, but then it produced more harm, correct? So weight gain, indigestion problems. And so our body is the temple, and we're supposed to eat healthy in order to have a strong temple in which we can go out and minister the word. Amen? But let's look at Genesis 1:29. So when God is creating the earth, he says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So, were they vegetarians? Yes. Vegetarians. And so, we know the Jews didn't eat meat. They were kosher, right? But then, we go through the flood. And then in Genesis 9:3, it says, every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. So after the flood, he says, hey, we can eat all things. Should we? You have a right to eat all things. You have a right to go up to the bridge and jump off. Should you do it? Woo! We're getting there, Jamie! We're getting there. So, just because I have the ability to do something, should I do it? And I want that to resonate, okay, or marinate in your head as we go further into this. Let not him who eats despise him who eats not, and let not him who eats not judge him who eats, for God has received him. So, are we to judge others? Whose job is it to judge? It's his job, isn't it? It's not my job. And how many stumbling blocks do we throw in front of people coming into the church because they didn't act the way we act, they didn't worship the way we worship, they didn't do this, they didn't do that? Is it our job? So you can see how he's busting my butt in these scriptures, and we'll get more into it. Who are you who judges another man's servant? Do we all belong to him?
Yes.
Do people that believe in the Muslim faith belong to him?
Yes.
Oh, they do, don't they? All the Democrats belong to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Did he create them?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's for him. Boy, is he. So, who are we to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yes, he shall be held up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day over another. How many times do we get into disagreements about the Sabbath? We know through the Jewish culture that it's on Saturday at 6. Here in our Western culture, we do it on Sunday, today, right? Most Christians will celebrate Sunday as their Sabbath.
They
go ahead.
They worship on Sunday. They don't necessarily celebrate Sabbath.
True. Yes.
Saturday is scriptural. Sunday is not.
Right. Correct, correct. Is it unto salvation, Pastor?
No.
It's not unto salvation. So, who are you to judge another man's servant? One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Now, wait a minute. Isaiah says, Isaiah 5 and 21 says, woe unto them who are wise in their own minds and eyes and prudent in their own sight. So isn't that contradicting itself? No. We're talking about ritual things. God's law is God's law, and nothing can change that. But we worship a certain way. First Church of the Nazarene may worship a different way. Singing their songs and how they collect the offering and little tiny things like that. That's not unto salvation. It's just the way they worship. It's the way they do their services. So who are we to judge them for the way they do their services because they don't do it Katrina's way? Right? Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Number 6, he who regards the day regards it unto the Lord. And he who regards not the day To the Lord, he doesn't regard it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who eats not to the Lord, he eats not and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are what? The Lord's. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. 10. But why do we judge our brothers? Or why do you see at not your brothers? So why do we refuse fellowship with our brothers? So 10 on is where God started disciplining me. Through this election, man, I was watching some of my Christian friends out here celebrating the election, or the media's so far called election. And I'm like, how can we celebrate killing babies? And then we stand up here and we direct the choir. How do we celebrate sin and then come in the house? And I was having a problem with some of my friends, some of my family. And it was weighing on me really, really heavy. Who am I to judge someone else? So when we're looking at the two parties, and this isn't supposed to be political, but I'm just using this as examples. So this party over here is saying, you know, we're supporting, you know, no abortion, no same-sex marriages. We want to remain a national country, an independent country, a Christian nation. And this side over here is saying, yes, it's okay to do this. Whatever's right in your mind, Carol, you should be able to do it, and it feels good. We want equal rights for everybody. And really pushing social injustices. And this side over here, oh, you guys don't like us, and you guys, you're homophobics, and you guys, that ain't what the Bible says, and you guys, and then we start fighting over politics, right? Isn't that what we were doing? I was doing it.
What's right.
Do what?
I'm thinking that I'm standing up for what's right.
Yes.
I mean, I know I am.
Absolutely.
I don't have political views right now. I feel either on speaking something. It's not what are you saying? Political. I said, I don't have a political agenda when I say killing babies is wrong. Right. I don't have a political agenda whenever I say it. And I don't like being labeled as a political activist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the political arena is going to use that for their good, okay? And that's the world we live in. I live politics, okay? And so I've got to use that as a way to make you look bad, okay? So here I am judging a friend of mine. She's celebrating. Yay! She's in church, and she leads the worship team, and she does this, and she does that, and I'm quoting scriptures, and I begin to be her judge. And it's bothering me, okay? But why do you judge your brother? When we really believe in what we believe, right? But I'm going to get to what Janie said here in a minute. Do we throw stumbling blocks in front of our friends, family, or whatever, And was I doing this? Or why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. I have to give an account of myself to God. We all have to give an account of ourselves to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So, my husband and I, we saw it two different ways. He's African American. He saw what was going on. Remember, my husband's not as spiritual as us. He doesn't know the scriptures. So I'm sitting up here saying, but Trump is for, you know, yeah, absolutely, and I'm defending Trump. Not exactly the man, but the platform in which he's running on. But he's causing division. He's up here and he's saying this and he's saying that and he's doing this. And I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Did you hear him say something that's a racist comment?
Yeah,
because
those are all
lies. And it ends because he can't tell me. So we've got a bunch of people that is just riding the wave of what the media is trying to develop. So, he's angry. We're at a place to where, honey, we could have been divorced in these 3 months. Been together 24 years. Knows me inside and out. I've supported him through everything he's done, right and wrong. I've been his backbone. Been his backbone. I've been there. I've went through it. And he still wasn't listening to me. So can you see how all of this was for me? And I was on that thing with OU, and I said, if you're white and you're married to white, you don't understand how another culture feels. If you're black and you're married black, you don't understand how this culture feels. And until you're put into a situation to where you can understand, you might not agree with it, and I don't agree, but I can understand where the thought process comes from. Okay? Was I throwing stumbling blocks at my husband? I don't feel like I was.
I think you're throwing the truth at him.
I'm throwing the truth at him. Absolutely. So there's a difference between delivering truth.
Yeah.
Now, honey, look, here's what the scripture says. Trump said this, and da-da-da-da-da, and this is what the Bible says. Where's the stumbling block? Right? So what was really scripture, but my presentation, I just threw out a stumbling block. Does he want to come and hear the Bible if I present it in that manner? Of course he doesn't. We tease him all the time in our household because, and for, I'm using Tony Keith this morning. Sorry, sorry, Tony. My kids always tell him, Dad, it's not what you say, it's how you say it and how you present it. And I don't want to be a stumbling block that people don't want to come in those doors and seek after God. Am I going to stand on my beliefs? Did I support Trump and that platform? You better believe it. But am I going to throw stones at people because they don't see it my way? I can't. I've been called to draw people to Christ. I've not been called to draw people to Trump. Support him fully. And we'll stand here and support him fully.
Yeah, to the bitter end.
Till the bitter end.
Yeah.
I believe in the platform. I believe in Judeo-Christian beliefs. But am I throwing a stumbling block to my sister if I would have went up to her and said, "How dare you? How can you do this?" Is that division? If I go to her in love and say, "Oh, wait a minute. Can I show you scripture for a second? And I want to know how you believe this way. How do you believe? Why are you choosing this side? And can you back it up with scripture?" So we draw people with love.
They don't.
And we don't argue.
And I'm like, you know, you just kind of throw your hands.
You do.
Make me want to holler.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. Right.
And
no, we don't want to do that because, nope, I disagree. Because we're about love.
Well, first of all, let's say it this way. The black community has got to stop playing the race card when they don't get their way.
Absolutely.
I'll cut myself and I'll cut Jackie and we all bleed red.
Absolutely, absolutely. But listen, wait a minute.
Foundation under
God. Absolutely.
It's not a black and white thing or a Democrat or a Republican.
It's not. But we've made it that way, okay? And remember, when people are hurt, people are hurt, okay? So I think we talked about it one time, me and Aunt Dyke. We didn't do racism, did we? Did you have a parent that was a racist? I mean, had slaves? Anybody in here? We didn't. But the same way, listen, I was date raped. That still plays a role on me. And that was 20 years ago, okay? 30 years ago. And it still plays a part on me. So if my mother was black and she got, you know, racist back way back in the day, what's she teaching her kids? And what are her kids teaching their kids? And what are their kids teaching their kids? Okay? It's perpetuated. It keeps going on. Is it right? No. But what I'm wanting you to understand is try to have understanding for people. Don't accept it. Don't say, these are the scriptures and this is what we're standing on. So I go to my husband and I say, listen, I can't support your race. I can't support my race. I have to support what thus saith the Lord. And if that offends your race, I'm sorry. But I've got to defend the scriptures. And we're at a place now. I can't vote my race. You can't vote your race. You have to vote the scriptures. And how are you going to stand? If we can't do that right now, how are we going to do it later? When it gets real complicated, when it gets real tough, when it's, do we know the scriptures to stand on? Thank God we're part of this house and He teaches us the way He teaches us. Some churches aren't teaching it at all. At all. And me and Pastor talked one time, are we even going to know Christ if He would walk in the door right there? Have we got such blinders on that we only see a certain way? He may not come in the way that we think, same way back then.
Amen.
They thought he was going to come as a king, and he came as a baby in a manger. But when we know the scriptures, when we know peace, love, and joy, righteousness, that we can't get caught up in all of this stuff, that we become the stumbling block for others to come to Christ. Yes. Not.
But he didn't buy it. I'm saying, you know, sometimes I don't have time to candy coat you and give you a little filler, you know.
But you're not going to do it in anger, is what I'm saying. You're not going to do it in anger, period. You're going to do it. You're going to say it in love, and you're going to speak truth. But we're not doing it in anger. That's what we're trying to get at. That's exactly. But we're not going to become them. No, racism's been here the whole time. It was perpetuated by him. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hot subject with us. And it's a tool that is used by the enemy. Because wait a minute, we're going to get further. I know I'm not persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if your brother be grieved with your meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with your meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God, here we go, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When we walk in righteousness, joy, and peace, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. We're to maintain peace. We're to walk in joy. We walk with righteousness. It says, for he who in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. When we walk in righteousness, peace, and joy, we're acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make peace. Don't confuse that with settling. Don't confuse that with I can't speak truth. But when we speak truth in love. We speak truth with peace. We speak truth, okay? And things therewith one may edify another. We're here to edify people, pull them up. Remember, this is a spiritual warfare. I'm not fighting Jackie, right? Jackie believes this way. I believe that way. Well, Jackie... And we start arguing and fighting. We don't fight one another, right? How many times have we said that? We battle in the spirit realm, right? And it may be the spiritual thing that's leading me to act the way I'm acting, whether it's good or bad, right? So, how do we war? How do I fight Jackie? I'm going to fight her on my knees, right? I'm fighting in prayer. There's where we war. There's where we fight against the things that's coming at us. And then I walk in righteousness, joy, and peace. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure. But it is evil for that man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Have you faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. And he who doubts is damned if he eat, because he eats not in faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your righteousness, your joy, and your peace. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for blessing us, for protecting us in this time. And God, we just ask that you continue to open up our eyes to truth. I pray, God, that we be a light unto you and that we not be a stumbling block to others. Help us to have the boldness and confidence to speak truth, that we don't back down, that we stand up for your word, for your principles, for your laws. For it is about you, and it is about us being a light, leading people to you. It is not about ourselves, but it is that we draw those to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.